He misses the days he spent at sea. He wears the uniform of the city watch. Unless he dies tonight, he will kill twice more before ending his own life. He has already spilled much blood today. He seems fine now, but soon the symptoms will start to show. Miserable work, but still preferable to prison. This one has kept a lock of hair from everyone he's ever killed. If there were work on the ships, there would be fewer men volunteering for the city watch. The need for drink outweighs all else for this one. Beneath that uniform is a brute. He taught himself how to read. So vulgar. He has a woman friend, as brutish and ugly as he, but they are kind to each other. He has no more brains than a blue-jawed hagfish. The floods took his home and family. He's not fast, but his sword has taken many lives. There are few men who can drink as heartily as this one. He follows orders. This one thinks only of whores. Few live after crossing the city watch. He was born in the month of Earth and never knew his father. Strong of body, but not of mind. When not at his post, he searches for his sister, missing weak now. What he lacks under the helmet, he makes up for with that sword. His mother fed him whiskey to stop his tears. Only fools and weepers openly confront the watch. His father beat him. Now it is his turn to beat his son. Careful, he is armed. He was raised in the orphanage. There was only bread and a river crab. What a disgusting brute. He eats rat to keep up his strength. See how thick he is about the neck and shoulders. The officers of the watch made him cut his hair. Beware that sword. He stinks of river mud and beer. He is a clumsy fool, but still, take care. Always he has such hunger in his belly. Best to avoid the city watch when possible. Each time he kills, he sees her face. He can never undo what he did. Few dare confrontation with the watch.